חברים יקרים, רב.
Dear friends, רב. We have friends from Africa. They were also present in the previous meeting with Asia, and we have Mushi Michael as the CEO who helps us, and our coordinators of Africa, and we've prepared many questions, both to be efficient with the time. We've designated one friend that will represent all of Africa, and if all our French friends and our English friends are getting translations accordingly, and we asked Gottfried from Ghana to ask the questions from all of Africa. So, Gottfried, please.
Africa is so humbled to be in your presence today and to connect with you. We are so happy. Rav, we are preparing to receive you. So please, Rav, tell us, when are we going to have you in Africa for an African Congress? Please, what do you expect us to do in terms of people, media, the number of friends you required? Dear Rav, what are expectations of us, especially that you are in Africa for a wonderful Congress?
Africa is such a large continent that I can't imagine to myself that you can do a Congress in one place and bring all of our friends together from all of Africa. It's something that it won't be accepted. All those flights, all of the problems, I don't know if it's possible. It's possible maybe to do it in some part, northern part or in southern part, or maybe even western or western or eastern. I don't know exactly. Let's think about it. I'm ready and willing to come to Africa for a Congress, but to come physically, that also others will have to come physically. If it's virtual, then I can organize it from here for all of Africa and even for all of the world. Tell me what you would like. Is there connections and ties between you? Are you able to come to one place? At least a quarter, a third, or half of the continent that will come to one place? I don't know. Do you have a good coordinator that I know, and Shimon? Talk to him and decide. I've known to many places in the world already, and Africa isn't even that far. I'm willing to come. Shimon, I can update that there was a few updates, and it's because you said many times you want to do a Congress in Africa. And there were three options. First option is in northern Africa, which is Ghana, where there's a lot of friends, and it's also Cameroon, where many of our French friends are located. And the South Africans will also come. There's another option is to also do it in South Africa, where, correct me if I'm wrong, but 20% are there. And from the north, it will be difficult to come to South Africa. And another option was to come for a day or half a day in Ghana, and then a day and a half or another day and a half in South Africa. And with all of the what we've checked, we'll have to come to a decision that will be accepted by all of us, and that will have a physical connection and have a physical Congress, and we'll have to check all the options and see what will be the best to have our first Congress in Africa. I'm willing if you gather together friends in Ghana and part of them in South Africa, I will come. Yes. Okay, please.
We are grateful for that answer. We are ready. Therefore, our next question is this. Many people in Africa love Kabbalah, but they cannot read or write. Now, we know that the letters are from Africa. Please, Rav, help us. How do we help our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues? Who is that to help Kabbalah but cannot read or write? Dear Rav, help us to help them.
I repeat, please.
Please be muted, everybody. Please. Gottfried, please repeat the question.
Always in this section.
Okay. Dear love, we are saying that many of our friends in Africa
in this section
cannot read and write. But these friends, dear love, love Kabbalah. They really need the wisdom of Kabbalah. They are to reform them. We change Africa. Please help us. How do we do that? Give us direction. How do we use the wisdom of Kabbalah to help those who cannot read and write?
You don't need to read or write. We have everything in the English language, in the French language, in any language you'd like. You just need to translate it to the regional languages, or are English and French enough? Shimon in Ghana most speak English, and Cameroon most French. Okay, so it's not a problem. Can just take the lessons, and it's all not in written form. It's all spoken, and you can study. It's all ready. You don't need to know how to read. Shimon, so that just listen, Rav? Yeah, so that you just listen from listening. When I first came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I didn't know how to read Hebrew either. I didn't know. And I kept listening and listening. And most of the opinions come from the... Most of the attainments come from first listening, and then afterwards comes reading.
Next, please, Gottfried.
Gottfried, next question.
Yeah, there are... African Christi has working so hard in becoming... and coming up. How do you feel us? Are we coming up? Are we evolving?
I
don't see any reason why you wouldn't be able to progress in the wisdom of Kabbalah and to reveal the soul and reveal the forces that are operating us and operate it according to these forces ourselves. I think that the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is purposed for any person in the world, every person, really, even though it's written. And there's a book that everyone understands the book according to the roots of their soul, according to their approach and their attitude. And that's why it's purposed for everyone. So I don't think there's a problem that you're complaining that it's difficult for you and that you're not able to. I think that you can, like everyone else, because everyone gets it according to the roots of their soul. Excuse me. According to the roots of their soul. Everyone's able to. It's been the wisdom of Kabbalah has been given to everyone, for everyone. So it's not possible that for the Africans now. How could it be? I'm telling you from... what I know. Everyone in the world, doesn't matter where they are, it can be that they live in Peru on the mountaintops and doesn't know anything. If he or she listens to the wisdom of Kabbalah and wants to understand it, then they're able to enter spirituality. They can. You don't need to, as Balasulam said, that the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't need any kind of excellence. There's a letter from the Balasulam like that. Next question, Gottfried, please.
Yeah, dear Rav, we are so happy. But one of our difficulties is that there are internet challenges, and African friends connect with their intention. With their intention, they connect. And the difference is that those of friends who cannot come to the morning lesson connect and then listen to the lessons. How do we ensure that they are equal with their friends doing physically with the morning lesson?
Repeat, please.
There are
friends...
אין רדיו, אין...
יש בעיה אינטרנט. ואנשים לא יכולים...
Yeah, there are friends who are connecting. Sure. There are friends who are on track. They cannot connect, but they listen. They are not physically connected on the internet. We are looking at, we'll join mm-hmm. them. Our number is so great. When they can all connect and be of one, how do we ensure that the level of connectivity, because you are insisting that they must all join the morning lesson. How do we break the two? Those who cannot come connect physically with the morning lesson than those who can listen to the morning lesson at home or in their far, far away places.
When I started to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I built a website on the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is no such thing on the internet at the time in Hebrew or in Russian. That's why, and even I studied from, I would record on my tape recorder, the old type, you know, and I would study that way. I don't think it's a problem. I think that still we can copy these recordings and pass them on, maybe even pass them through the internet to someone who will then do dissemination physically in the place. And we can find a way. There's no reason that if someone wants to, they won't be able in some way to reach the material. Anyway, for beginners, they don't need, not even the recordings, not the, yeah, they can't read, so they need to organize something that'll, what kind of gadgets do they have? One minute, he needs a microphone. Is it turned on?
People want to connect. People want to study Kabbalah. There is a big desire. The problem is that we see that sometimes they cannot watch your lesson. Sometimes they don't even have money because of internet, because internet is very expensive. So the question is how someone will want to study Kabbalah but don't have money, have financial problem, how someone like this can still have access to spirituality?
Okay, so they're not connected to the internet, but in some way, through some they have some gadget, right? Even if it's not connected to the internet. I don't know. They don't know how to read, so you can't send them a book.
Financial problems sometimes don't allow someone who to study Kabbalah. So,
Shimon, there's two questions here. One, that some people don't know how to read and write. And so we can give them audio, and we have many options in English and in French, and they can listen to it that way. Another question is what Terence now asked, is that there's people that don't have internet, but they have still a great desire to study, and they're looking for more, and we want to find a way so that they can still study. It's difficult. Important thing is, even if you to do it any way you can, even if you go to like a internet cafe, and I remember back when you could do that, you could go to an internet cafe and just go there, even if you wanted to connect. I'm not familiar with how it is in Africa and what's going on. Shimon, I can give you an example. When Tissot was here in the Congress, he gathered material and made a very nice book, and he disseminated it in South Africa, and discs and the MP3s and as much as our technology allows us. Yes. Okay. Shimon. Okay, so like the previous meeting, we had a lot of questions. They have a great desire to know more and scrutinize these problems. We hope there will be another meeting soon. We will have frequent meetings. Even more so, I hope that we'll have a certain date for a Congress, and we'll make an effort towards it, if it's in half a year or in a year, so that already towards it, we will be able to organize, so that they'll study the material, that they'll prepare the lessons, special lessons for the Congress, that they'll pick a subject, like we're now doing for the Italian Congress. Shimon, they have a great, great yearning for a Congress. So, dear friends, of course, we would like to answer all of your questions. We hope to have more opportunities. You can keep asking questions in the morning lesson. Every morning, Africa is connected as much as they can, technologically. Let's have a list where we have friends that have internet, that have the ability to print articles, and in that way we can start between them, between the friends in Africa, a way that they can disseminate between themselves the materials, and it'll help us prepare for the Congress. Shimon, a tip that we want to discuss, we've had a learning center, and students do learn from the education center, and then the new students join the groups. So what's our attitude towards these new friends that are now joining the group? What is the attitude to really host these new friends? You need to give them all the opportunities. Friends that haven't studied anything, Shimon, they've already done a whole course. With them, you need to welcome them with open arms. In any way possible, you need to accept them as equals. That's very important. It is very important. We have friends there that we can work with them. I see a few faces that are very familiar. Shimon, yes, they've been in congresses in Europe and Israel. Okay. So until the next meeting, let's start preparing in a proper way. What connections does each person have? What can they do? What material can they add? And in that way, we'll see what's ahead of us. Shimon, there's a great group that are working towards it. I am wishing you well. Hello to all of you, and we'll meet when you're ready. I'm willing, I'm ready with all of my heart. Hugs and kisses. Thank you for the connection. Bye.